Steve Jobs is one of the seminal fathers of the computing age. Okay, he was right there back in the beginning. This is the early Silicon Valley stuff. These are the guys that were the contemporaries of your Bill Gates and all those sort of nerdy kids that were in garages, putting their own computers together and thinking, hey, what can I do with this? Mm. You're back at the level where some of the early Apple stuff was a kit. You got sent a whole bunch of chips and you soldered it all together. So this is really, really early stuff. I mean, and we're talking about computer power that would be, oh, look, our pocket calculators outstrip them now. So, you know, really big machines, and they were sitting there enthralled with them and pioneering everything that you see, absolutely everything. So Steve was instrumental in a whole lot of things there. He, when we say the co-founder, another big name that's around, his partner at the time was Steve Wozniak, and those two got together and founded Apple Computers. Now, one of the things that they pioneered and that they did a lot of work on was the graphical user interface. We call that in the industry the GUI, G-U-I, the graphical user interface. Now, back then, keep in mind, this was everything that you did to a computer was typed in. It was all little green screen with little flashing cursors, and you typed in your commands, and it typed things back to you. Yeah, and you hit the printer and just waited to see what came out. And then eventually you'd look at it and go, yeah, that's not really what I wanted. You'd change it, and you'd do it again, and eventually you'd get it right. So this is of the era, and look, it's lost in court battles and internet mytho in terms of who did it first. But let's just say that Steve was one of the people that pioneered the idea that a computer should look a little more intuitive. It should have pictures, have a mouse, and you can just point and click. He was the guy, or one of the guys, that thought that stuff up. So it's really, really, really stuff that we take today for granted totally. He was one of the guys that cooked it all up. So yeah, he was one of the founding fathers of the industry, and he got involved with a lot of different companies. So he left Apple, and then got involved with a company that had its roots with another Xerox research lab, but that little company that came out that you mightn't have heard of called Pixar.
Mm.
Well, they pioneered the idea that you could make movie entertainment with a computer. And they've made animations and stuff. So some of their early stuff was very rudimentary, but Steve was involved with that company too. So he was one of those sort of people that was involved with a lot of those different things. Obviously, the some of the things like the Macintosh computers, the iMacs, which were the big... I don't know if you remember the funky age of the Apples, where they were big, rounded, looked like space blobs that were sitting on people's desks. Yep, that's Steve.
So he's really into the aesthetics of things.
Well, look, in the industry, he is held up as being a real force in user interface and design. Design schools study his decisions. And yeah, he did some things like the classic example is that other companies produced MP3 players that had far more features, more memory. You could change the battery. They were more versatile. They could do more stuff. Apple came out with this thing with an iPod. It had one button. When the battery was stuffed, you threw it out. It kind of did a few things, and all it did was play songs. It took over the world because it was so sexy. And really, he worked out that all people wanted to do was just hit play. And he gave them that. So this is some of the stuff that Steve brought to the table. And, yeah, he's held up as a bit of a guru at that level.
Steve Jobs, dead at the age of 56.
56.
So not an old guy at all.
Not an old guy, but I'll tell you what, someone that's got a real legacy